You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI New York. It's time to slam Bush.
Well, my intentions are to earn your vote and earn your confidence. I'm asking for your vote. I want you to be on my team. And for those of you working, thanks from the bottom of my heart. And for those of you making up your mind, I'd be honored to have your support.
Mr. Wordsworth, you have 1 minute to respond for the hip-hop generation.
Yeah. Got no choice, that's what you all been told to listen to. These criminals in the office want to control and limit you. All the political power is ours, but these cowards' goals and principles is to imprison you. Mr. President, you inherited the devilish ways of your dad. You're the biggest terrorist there ever is. It's evident you're negative and your father was father before, so you used the war as a score to settle it. World peace is said to be the planet's plan, so you attack the Taliban in Afghanistan. Bin Laden, you let escape it through the sand he ran. Now he's taking his death threats on a handy cam. Non-humane, Iraq, Saddam Hussein. Didn't find weapons, still went and bombed the planes. Arms are aimed, children and moms are maimed. C4 killing soldiers when a car's detained. And you stay getting money from these corporations. And how you paying back is from these altercations. Under no terms, you have my vote earned. Now while the sun burns, each day the glow turns. Problems evolving, partial involvement can solve it. If you weren't golfing so often, believe me, y'all, it's way worse than it looks. So let's vote and stop beating around the bush.
That was lyricist Lounge Star Wordsworth coming right back at Bush. MCs, DJs, graphers, and B-boys and B-girls and community organizers have come up with creative methods of using the five elements of hip-hop to get our generation involved in electoral politics as a path to a more significant social change. One tactic was this summer Slam Bush Tournament. The local slam competitions came out of the League of Pissed Off Voters and asked polls to come up with the illest rhymes against George Bush that they possibly could. And the national championship just took place in Florida this Wednesday. The winner of the national slam, Vanessa German, joins us today on the phone from Pittsburgh. Welcome to Rise Up Radio, Vanessa.
Hey, what's up, Rise Up Radio? This is Vanessa German calling in from Pittsburgh, PA. How's everyone doing?
We're fine.
We're chilling. We're good. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm actually currently at the high school that I'm speaking at today in their teacher's lounge, calling you from their teacher's phone. So.
Well, you know, we try to get young people who are in school to maybe listen in the student lounge or something, but mm-hmm. Too bad, you know, those kids can't be listening. But do you want to just tell us first, you know, what it was like to participate in Slam Bush, what you saw as the goal of this whole, you know, competition project?
Well, it was really exciting. It was incredibly exciting. Participating in Pittsburgh, we had about 150 people come out to a little tiny art gallery on Penn Avenue, 15 competitors. It was exciting. People came in from other parts of the country to compete in Pittsburgh to go to Slam Bush in Miami. And it was, the energy was amazing. You could feel it in the air and on people's skin. Everybody was excited, and everyone had something to say. And so it was incredibly exciting. And then to win and to go to Miami to meet up with all the other people from around the country that have won, that are very passionate and powerful young people, it was incredible. And it's really difficult to put into words because it's personal. Like, I took my own personal feelings of about the Bush administration, about my life and living in the system, and put it in front of thousands and thousands of people, and that's what everyone was doing. So it was exciting, it was challenging, and it was really impressive. And the goal of Slam Bush was to get the hip-hop generation, to get young people out, to get us expressing how we feel, what we want to do, what we want to accomplish, how we feel about George Bush and John Kerry and holding them accountable and just everything, and to present that and for it to expire and inspire and to ignite and motivate the other young people that are around us, and to help them to understand that government is not foreign. Government is us. Democracy is us, and we have a voice, and our voice is our power, and to exercise that, and that's what Slam Bush is about.
Now, Vanessa, I know you're in the teacher's lounge right now, but could you all do us the honor of spinning some of your national award-winning bars from the Slam Bush competition.
I will love to give you the honor. It's an honor for me. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much to the Slam Bush people. And I want to just first give a shout-out to all of the competitors who were fierce, representing Milwaukee, Detroit, Philly, Minnesota, Albuquerque. Give a shout-out to everybody. I'm a spoken word artist, so the piece that I'm going to do is actually untitled, but it'll be part of what I did in Miami. And the beginning that I did there was different than I'm going to do for you guys, but check this out. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. George Bush, for making it easier for me to get a Tech 9 and AR-14 than it is for me to get a pap smear and a good education. Thank you, Mr. Bush. Thank you from the first boy I kissed, who you sent off to war in Iraq, and he returned only by telegram in a box. Thank you, Mr. George Bush, from my sister, who is not proud to say that when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at the age of 28, that she stayed married to a man that hit her so she could receive full medical benefits. Thank you. Thank you from me. Thank you from my body. Thank you from the woman that I love, who I want to marry. I want to call my wife. Without you standing at my back, Bible thumping daggers and demanding constitutional amendments to prevent me from loving this revolutionary love as though I could soil the sanctity of marriage. I can't. You are trying to deny me the right. It's not like you could ever touch my love or mess with my love at all. You're trying to deny me the right, which in the end I must fight for, because it's a matter of voice, which is choice, which is exercising my own democracy, which in this country, and it shouldn't be, pigeonholed, marginalized, or constitutionally compromised under the pretense that who I love is destructive to the fiber that weaves the fabric of America, which after all ironically happens to be cotton. That notoriously bloody fiber that my great-grandmother and great-grandfather toiled over for no wage in Mer Rouge, Louisiana. Mr. Bush, you have forgotten that we are all Americans. You have forgotten that this country was built on the backs of blacks that were shackled, strapped, and stacked, slashed, gassed, and then taxed and cashed in on like cattle. You have forgotten that we are all America. And if you are not with us, then you are against us. Us, the 99% of the population that makes less than $1.2 million a year, the 43 million Americans that have no health care, the 14 million children that go to sleep every night hungry. You are against us, us, the tired, the poor, the people with more passion, potential, promise than money, the people, the poets, the rappers, the MCs, the street corner philosophizers, the artists, the hieroglyphic graffiti scribers. You are against us, America, the DJs, the ex-convicts, the ex-heroin junkies, the used-to-be deadbeat daddies, and the wonderful baby mamas. If you are not with us, you are against us, the black, Latino, Cuban, Asian, Eskimo, gay, lesbian, Democrat, ex-Republican, trumpet-playing, basketball-coaching, tennis-playing American. We understand that you, Mr. Bush, are just a smokescreen. You are just the Sony, Nike, GMC brand name of a regime of evil so arrogant that you have the audacity to murder in our name and call it justice, call it liberation, when really all it is occupation, which is the same thing that Hitler did in Poland, Austria, and Hungary. We recognize, Mr. Bush, and we thank you. We thank you for showing us that we have to fight vigilantly every day for our freedom like we fight for our life, because if we don't fight for it, it's going to disappear, like health care, like Social Security, like black and Latino men between the ages of 16 and 30. It will disappear. So thank you, Mr. Bush, for showing us that we have to fight. And this is our thank you poem and our love you poem to America, because even though he took you, even though he took you by force and raped you and forsook you before the eye of God, we still love you, baby. You're beautiful. And we're fighting for you. We're fighting for you. Keep the light on. That's some of the piece.
That was great. Wow.
Thank you.
That was great. We're short on time, but just if you have like a website or a CD that anybody wants to get in contact with you, could you just let them know?
If anyone wants to get in contact with me, my website is not up. It should be up in about 2 weeks. If anyone wants to get in contact with me, they can email me at aveasa@aol.com. It's A as in Anna, V as in Vanessa, E as in Elizabeth, A Anna, S Sarah, aanna@aol.com. You can write me. You can type the name Vanessa German into the computer and read articles and read my work. And I'm a mixed media sculptor, and you can see work that I have done around the country. So check it out and do that and be active.
All right. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, you guys.
Okay.